Where did you get this book?
1 year ago, at the Christmas party, the mistress gave us a gift. At that time, we wanted to have underwear as a gift rather than a book. But this book is like magic. It gives us the answers to what we always were curious about.
After that day, the schoolmaster visited Hans, who always stays in his bed in the afternoons, and gave him a lot of knowledge that children at school could learn. The schoolmaster got invited to the feudal lord's mansion and had a meal with them. In the middle of dinner, he told them the book that they had given to Hans was such a blessed gift for the family. The mistress gave some silver coins to the schoolmaster and asked him to give them to Hans. Hans' parents were very happy to get the silver coins.
"Crippled Hans brings us blessings!"
A few days later, the mistress herself visited Hans with a basket of delicious bread, fruit, and juice, and a cage with a blackbird. Hans was so happy for the gift, but his parents were not.
"Rich people cannot think. If Hans cannot take care of the bird, we have to do the troublesome work. In the end, a cat will eat the bird anyway."
A cat often visited the room, but it seemed that it was not interested in the blackbird. One afternoon, when Hans was reading the book, the cat was staring at the bird in the cage above a dresser. The cat jumped up to the window frame next to the cage in a breath. Hans worried about the bird, and he tried to throw his fairy tale book at the cat, but he did not reach the cat. Hans wielded a bed cover, but it was a vain effort. The cat jumped up to the dresser and dropped the cage to the ground. At the same time, Hans suddenly leaped to his feet from his bed, picked up the cage, and shooed the cat away. Hans saw himself holding the cage in his hand. He realized what happened to him and ran out to the road.
"I can walk! Now I can walk!"
On that day, Hans' family had a big party. The feudal lord and his wife were happy as if their own son could walk again.
"You have a good mind. God bless you always."
Hans went to a school in Copenhagen because he was so smart and he could understand so well what he read. His parents were sad that they could not live with their son, but they were very happy whenever they got a letter with happy news from him.
What happened to Hans is proof that God does not forget poor children.
What happened to Hans was such a miracle. It is like one of the stories which Hans used to tell us.
Hans' parents held each other's hands and looked at each other piously.